go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
First, let me congratulate Monique. She's going to join us on Saturday for our Acoustic Cafe with Zara Larsson at the Spotlight Theaters in Hartford. We'll do it again tomorrow. Time for the Dirty Laundry. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is gossip time. What do we lead with today?
All right, so Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been offered a deal. I don't think he's going to take this deal, do you?
No, he's all lawyered up and he's denying everything.
Right, and he pled not guilty.
That's right. Well, Florida prosecutors have offered him and some of the other men involved in this massage parlor issue that they would drop the charges against Robert Kraft and all these other guys for soliciting prostitution. The agreement, though, would call for the men to admit that they would have been proven guilty at trial. They'd have to complete an education course about prostitution and complete 100 hours of community service. So we'll see if he goes for that or not, but I don't think he's gonna.
I don't think so either, because then you also have to submit to an STD test. That's part of the deal.
Examine Mr. Winky and...
I don't know!
Thank God I had that Scotch guard.
Oh, here we go with the Scotch guard. So Paris Jackson, you know, there was allegedly an attempted suicide, but then she denied it. And now friends are saying she needs to go to rehab.
They let her out of the hospital Saturday morning. Now we're hearing that maybe she tried to slit her wrist.
What the story was.
Yeah. Now, apparently she got out of there quickly because her lawyers agreed to take her over to the UCLA Medical Center, which never happened.
Right.
That's why she was bouncing around again on Saturday. But so this has all been going on since her father's documentary,
right,
leaving Neverland. So this has really caused a lot of heartache for her.
Young and the Restless star Christoph St. John, the autopsy report is in.
Yeah, heart disease and alcohol abuse.
Yeah, I guess it was an accidental alcohol overdose.
He won 10 NCAA Image Awards, was nominated for a bunch of Emmys, but that's too bad. The guy was only 52 years old.
Yeah, that's it. Adam Levine celebrated his 40th birthday yesterday. Now we're finding out.
Did he show his six-pack abs?
Ooh, I hope he did. Well, he was on a private island, I heard, for his party. I guess they had a huge party. Allie Reisman was there, the gymnast.
Yes.
Ray Romano? I didn't know they were friends.
Ray Romano, interesting.
Yeah, so I guess everybody had dinner. Then there was a performance by Sublime. And then there's fireworks for his 40th birthday.
Oh, good for him. He deserves it.
Adam Levine.
Listen to Gina.
Yeah,
like
love.
Like a piece of meat.
Stop.
What do you mean?
I do love him. So Cardi B is making her big screen debut opposite Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, and she's going to play a stripper.
Really won't have to research the role.
No, she won't at all.
That was her gig. That was her first big gig. I'd pay to see her strip.
I think the movie looks good. Jennifer Lopez is a stripper, too, in it. So what are they hustle a bunch of men out of their money and everything?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it sounds good. I'll go see that one, yeah. TV last night, I did watch that show, The Fix. That's the one I didn't realize. Marcia Clark, she co-wrote it and executive produced it.
Marcia Clark from the OJ trial.
Correct. There's one on tonight, Shark. See, I keep adding more shows onto my list.
Jeez, Gina. I don't know where you have the time to watch all these shows.
That's why I was up till 1 o'clock last night watching all this stuff. Yeah. The Village. That's a new show tonight. Actually, looks pretty good. It's right after This Is Us, and I'm sure they'll get like that lead-in from that.
The Village. Remember
The Village.
That, folks.
Yes. Looks really good. So for more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.